Hey everyone, it's Aussie Dad, and welcome to another special edition of Storytime with Aussie Dad, where we're going to read the winning story of the competition, which is called The Kind Hero by Riley Foster. James was a very kind and helpful man who helped anyone in need. He had short brown hair with bright blue eyes. One ordinary day, James stopped by a little shop in the town of Ramsdale. It was a shop that he always liked to volunteer at, as it was a very small business in a very small town, and James enjoyed supporting the local businesses. However, when he got there, he discovered something unusual. There was a man in the shop who was shouting at the shop owner, demanding money, in a very aggressive way. James realized it was a robber. Being the generous and good person he is, he risked his life not knowing what could happen and sprinted into the shop screaming, "Stop what you're doing!" The shop owner was relieved as he saw James enter, as no one else was in the shop, therefore no one could help him. The robber asked, "Who are you?" To which James started to reply, "I am a..." But the shop owner jumped in and said proudly, "He's the greatest person I know, and know one thing, he's not going down without a fight." Even though the shop owner had cut James off, James appreciated the kind words. What James didn't realise until now was that the robber was holding a bat and was about to swing it at the owner. "Stop!" James had screamed at the top of his voice, to which the robber turned around and was now about to swing at James. This caught James off guard and he put his hands quickly out in front of him, but the bat missed his hands and went straight into his hip. What happened next shocked everyone. The bat snapped in two, but with no harm to James. The robber had a shocked look on his face, as did James and the shop owner. The robber just stood there stunned as to what just happened. Soon after, he sprinted out the door, and to his surprise, the police were there ready and waiting. The shop owner had managed to raise the alarm while the robber was distracted by James. The shop owner thanked James so many times that he lost count. He thanked him for saving his shop and for being his hero. James walked out of the shop that day, still surprised at what had just happened. The police were also thankful James was there and congratulated him for his bravery, and off they went. A few weeks later, he was still in shock at what had happened. The doctor he saw is still trying to figure out how the bat managed to split in half when it hit James on his hip without harm, and if it will ever happen again. The end. I hope you enjoyed that story, and make sure to listen out for new stories coming very soon. All right, thanks for that. Take care, and you'll hear from me soon. All right, bye for now.